Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock. It's your man, Gonzo. I am so happy we have some special guests talking with me today. They went God mode on their recent album. They have a huge tour coming up. Maria and Chris of In This Moment, how are we doing?
We are doing so good. Thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Thank you.
Yes, we're excited.
Thank you for giving me the time. In This Moment, Day Seeker, The Funeral Portrait, Dead on the Black Mass Tour. And it's heading our way, Rocktober 8th at the Podium. Make sure you grab tickets. I'm looking forward to this show. I really am.
Yes, and start planning your costumes because it's a Halloween masquerade. We're going to have a lot of Halloween theatrics going on that night, Halloween songs, and we're going to be pulling the best costumes on stage and giving away best costume prizes. So it's going to be a whole themed Halloween extravaganza.
We can jump right into the questions because that is kind of a segue to one I had. Is there any iconic outfit from past shows that you see fans recreate at recent shows?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do all of them. I mean,
they
we're so lucky.
Lot, yeah.
Yeah, they do. We see the Big Bad Wolves and the Miss Widows and they just like the boys too. They do the boys makeup.
The nurse, the nurse one.
Yeah, from, the nurses. They do all of them, honestly.
Have you always done outfit changes? I mean, gosh, you guys have been a band, what, 2 decades now? Isn't it the 20th anniversary?
Almost.
Not yet.
There.
Almost.
A few more years. We're almost there, but it was really the Blood album. Before that, I mean, we were still kind of like, you know, doing our own thing. But I think the Blood album is where we kind of birthed this, you know, theatrical side of ourselves where we started creating like little movie scenes and characters for the songs. So really, I'd say the Blood album is where that all started happening. And I fell in love with it. And, you know, it separated us from a lot of different bands. And, you know, we kind of started creating our own show, I feel like, and our own sound right around there.
Is that also when you kind of went hands-free on the live shows with the microphone?
Exactly. Yeah, it was like everything at once. Our band, like, basically almost broke up, and we had this kind of, like, moment and shift in our career where it was like, do we break up? Is the band over? Or, like, is this a new beginning? And when we decided it was going to be a new beginning, I wanted to try all these new things, and it was like do or die, and like anything we ever wanted to do, like, no, let's just be free and no fear and do whatever we want. And then that's when our Blood album kind of manifested.
One of my favorites there. I mean, I've been a fan ever since I found out about you guys from the band New Year's Day.
Yes. I love Ashley. Oh, cool. She's a little angel. I love that. And you never know how people are going to find out about your music. You know, it's nuts. Even every night when we play, I ask the crowd who's not seen us before. And half the crowd a lot of times is brand new people. So you just really, no matter how long you've been a band, you just don't know. Like, you know, people find out, like you just said, through New Year's Day, or like we were on the John Wick soundtrack. You just don't know. Like, people randomly find the band.
Real quick, we'll get back to the touring questions, but with 8 studio albums, I'm always curious, do you guys end up with a lot of B-sides as a band?
Usually we don't, to be honest. Like, we usually harness in on songs and really try to make them the best that they could be. Sometimes, like this time, we will have extra songs because we already did do 14 songs, but when we listen back, because we're in the process right now of bringing a new album to life, and when we listened back, we knew the album wasn't done yet. So we're doing new songs now. We want to make sure it's perfect. And so this album actually will wind up probably having definitely a bunch of B-sides on there. And they do exist. There's some funny B-sides we have over time we still talk about that didn't make the album.
We're always happy if we have at least 2, just because the label generally wants a couple of things. But they're never like the best of the best, unfortunately. You know?
It sounds like number 9 is on the way. That's good news for us In This Moment fans.
Yes, we're excited. And, you know, we're always trying to push ourselves and try new things and keep it fresh and modern. And so that, you know, and make sure it has that energy too, to make people feel powerful, you know, within themselves. So we're fine tuning it all. We have like 3 more songs right now we're kind of bringing to life. And And it, she should be coming to life here soon to present to the world next year sometime, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Talking about new music, the latest single, Heretic, with Kim Dracula. Now, how did you find Kim Dracula? Was that through social media or did somebody throw him your way?
Actually, I found out. How did I find out? Actually, I saw a music video that I loved, Falling in Reverse. And I was like, wow, this is an amazing video. And I looked up the director and he had recently done a video with Kim Dracula. And so I actually was looking at the director's videos and saw Kim Dracula. And I was like, wow, like this guy is amazing. They're so talented as well. And so we reached out to them. And that's typically what we do a lot of times when we bring bands out on tour. Like I love, like a few years ago, we actually had Sleep Token out right before they blew up out here. We took them out on the road out here with us. And we do like to find, Chris was really like Dayseeker, who's on this up and coming tour. So we really like to find bands that we just think are really talented and amazing right before they pop off huge, and you got to get them in there.
Yeah, I was happy to see Dayseeker on this tour. I remember seeing them in a tiny little venue back in like 2012 or something. So it's awesome to catch them at the podium.
That's so cool, yes. And the Funeral Portrait and Dead. And I think because it's a Halloween themed tour, these bands really are all kind of have this kind of creepiness to them, this kind of darker side. So I think it all fits the bill really well as well.
I love the bands you guys are bringing out and have brought out, and it's amazing. I got one more before we get into the tour questions. Is there a collaboration that you want to make happen in the future? Somebody you want to get on a song with or have on a song?
Oh, gosh. I mean, to me, Chino from Deftones and Trent Reznor, they're like my holy grails, like so high up on a pedestal. I'd almost be scared to even work with them because I just wouldn't want to ruin my thing, how I hold them up there. We did get to actually hang out with Chino, and he actually was so kind and nice. And so he actually so happy, because there's nothing worse if you really love a musician and then you get to finally meet them and they're not nice and they're like, no, because you loved the music and you don't want it to get tainted. So, but those are my two. Who are yours, Chris? Kiss. That would, if we could have toured with anyone through all of this, all,
no.
Kiss is his, right?
It would be Ozzy, and we did it, so we're good.
Oh,
I'm sure he loved you, right? How can you not?
Oh yeah, he was. I mean, you know, obviously we already loved Ozzy, but we got to have a special connection to him because our manager actually was, at the time, Blasco was Ozzy's bass player. So we had a connection through that, and then we got to actually record a few songs at Ozzy's house with Kevin Churko.
No way.
Ozzy came into the studio, you know, mind blowing. And then we got to Ozfest. We got to tour with Ozzy for 2 months. It was our first arena tour of our lives. We got to play Madison Square Garden with him. And actually, on that tour, it was his 60th birthday. And we were there on the night of his birthday. And Sharon came out on stage. And we were all watching. It's just, you know, yeah. I mean, dream tour type stuff.
That's a career highlight right there, to get to tour with Ozzy and just hang out with him. That's awesome. And I'm glad that you said Chino, because I was going to bring that up. I think Chino and you, Maria, would just tear up a track. I was trying to manifest it.
Oh gosh,
she's been trying to manifest that since we started.
Yes, my heart would explode. I'd be so happy. And Chino and Trent Reznor, to me, are just my all-time faves. It would be a dream someday to be able to work with them. You never know, you know?
You never know. Fingers crossed. All right, let's get to the tour questions. What's a day off look like? I mean, you guys have been on tour for so long. What nowadays, what does it look like?
I'll tell you something funny right now.
Maria works so hard, like, at home and stuff. So usually when we get on tour, not the first day off on tour, but the second day off on tour, that's her first real day off in life.
Wow.
Like, because when she's at home, she has family stuff going on all the time and work stuff. So for her, it's much deeper than a normal day off. We just sit around and do nothing, you know, but normally, but that's Maria's real only day off, is the day off on tour.
Yeah, I work real hard, and I'm a very family oriented person. So, when I get out there and we're tired on a day off, you know, you just sleep in, it's lazy town, and just listening to music, vibing out, no responsibilities. And the big moment for the day is what are you going to eat? That's the what restaurants near me. You might find a really, really good restaurant, you know, or it might just be the same old restaurant that's right outside the door that we always
We're definitely not like Motley Crue out there.
So you're not an amusement park band, it's safe to say.
No, definitely.
No, I mean, it depends where you are. It depends what you're doing. Like last time I went to Europe, I was pushing myself on days off. I was walking. I walked. Chris came with me. We walked 7 miles in France on a day off. You know, it just really depends where we are, what's going on, you know, what's around us. Because I was in Florida on a day off. I went to Disney World. So, you know, we do go do some things sometimes on days off for
sure.
That
was horrible. The Disney World day off was like a pretty brutal day off.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Hot. A lot of people around.
I was in Florida, dude.
Ooh. But I did get to go on the Avatar ride, so.
We did.
You said you guys are rocking tunes, of course. Who's the first to grab the aux cord on the bus?
That's me.
Yeah?
Well, Maria does her own thing on her bus. She has music or, like, stoves playing, or I mean, not stoves, but, like, fireplaces playing on the things. But I always get it hooked up and rocking in the back lounge.
Yeah, I play music before mine, too. Like, I stay real calm. I'm one of those people that's really just fiery naturally. And, like, when I go on stage, it's like therapy for me to let it all out. So I have to, like, keep myself calm and at bay to be able to deal with everything in, like, a mentally healthy way. So my bus and my house are, like, bars, you know, essential oils, and there's always, like, peace music playing, and, like, fireplaces on the TV are going. And then I just slowly build up and then explode on stage.
8 albums, massive tours. Is there a collective goal in mind that's next?
That's a great question. Because it's, like, our whole, like, world is, like, what are we doing? What do we do next? Are we where we're supposed to be, or do we keep pushing? Is there anywhere else to push?
Yeah, when are we going to make it? That's what we keep ourselves really humble, and we try to just keep ourselves, like, always, like, assuming that we haven't made it, and when will we make it? Because it keeps us, like, working hard and pushing hard, and something exciting new. We've been nominated for a Grammy, but it would be so special and amazing to win one. I think, it's always to kind of grow, like, you know, and again, keeping ourselves humble keeps us always inspired to push harder and to try to kind of have what that new thing can be. Right, Chris?
Yeah. And we do feel so grateful and blessed to be where we are right now, making a living, playing music. Yeah. We know we can go out and play our own plate, you know, type of places that we play and do a certain type of show, you know, but we do also have always strived for that next plateau. I think any artist is doing that, trying to just get, you know, one bigger if you can. If you're not already the biggest superstar in the whole world, you want to try to get to be that, even though, you know, not everyone can do that. So we're always still trying. And I guess we want to be real with ourselves too. And when the time is, like, you know, listen, we have to be comfortable where we are and feel good about it and just accept it. And that's that. But right now, things still happening for our band. You know, we just signed with a new label that's just as big or bigger than anything we've ever done, and a new team for new possible things to happen. You know, we do keep just slowly growing, you know, the band over the years. And so pushing.
Yeah. And one of mine will be to do those songs you were just talking about earlier with Trent Reznor and Chino. So that's one of my striving things. Yeah.
You just came off, maybe not just came off, but a huge support tour for Disturbed, and now you've got this headlining tour. Is there a differing level of stress being a support band compared to headlining?
That's probably something you're looking at from a while ago, because it's been years and years since we opened up.
It's about 2 years since we did Disturbed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Slipknot was probably more recent than the Disturbed one.
Slipknot's the most recent one. That was 3 years ago, and that's actually the last time we did opening up for a band, because we kind of did want to start stepping into, like, if you want to be looked at as, like, your own headliner out here in these streets, you know, you have to, like, so what we started doing was co-headliners, which is actually a really cool tool nowadays for bands kind of our caliber. You take somebody like us who's drawn a certain amount of thousand, and then another band that's also drawing 3,000 all of a sudden, some good headliners, you're all in arenas together. So we've been kind of doing that strategy for a few years now, and it's been working really well. We still would open up for bands again, and like we're talking about possibly doing, like, I would open for, obviously there's a bunch of bands we'd still open up for, but we did kind of do that to like claim our space a bit as like being our own headliner.
Yeah.
To answer that question a little bit clearer though too, we like to open for bands that are bigger than us, because one of the things about being an opener is you don't have the pressure of, is there anybody going to be there? You know, what's all the other stuff, you know, that goes along with promoting a big show. You know, you can just kind of, you know, you pull in, you know, when you play, and then you're done, and you're like, woo, it's over.
Yeah, they have the pressure.
All the responsibilities are on you for everything all day and the whole show and the whole night and the whole tour. But then again, you're in control of all the stuff, and you get the park where there's perks, and so they're both really cool and awesome, you know, but ultimately I think everybody wants to be their own headliner.
Yeah.
To just command the biggest room you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the pros and the cons, or they might tell you, you can't sound check today, or you can't, there's no time, or, you know, you can't this and that. So, you know, you are at the mercy of them because they are the headliner for the night. So it has its pros and its cons.
I'm excited for this headlining tour, the Black Mass Tour, Dayseeker, The Funeral Portrait, Dead, heavy hitters. That's almost a dream lineup.
Oh, thank you so much.
Powerful, yeah.
Yeah, we do too. And I think they all align perfect for the creepy season and, you know, the Halloween contest and the Halloween vibes. And I think it just all fits and aligns perfectly for this.
We appreciate it so much. You guys showing love to Spokane. You've been here a few times, and every time you rock the house, you're playing the podium. You guys have never played the podium before, correct?
No, I don't think so. I don't recognize that need, so we're kind of excited to see what that's all about, too.
It's right across the street from where I'm sitting. It's a pretty cool venue.
Yeah, and Spokane actually rocks. Like, you know, some cities we go through that don't always stick out, maybe the crowds not. But when I think of you guys, I think of awesome crowds. I think of awesome shows. And
yeah, we always have good shows there.
Yeah, exceptional nights. Through our career, it has stuck out as a special place. So
even
I think it's going to be it's
going
to be an awesome Halloween tour night, and we can't wait to see everybody, and it's going to be exciting.
Get your costumes ready, Mosh Pit All-Stars. Rocktober 8th, the podium. You can grab tickets. Go to rock945.com. We got a link to get you there in this moment. Dayseeker, The Funeral Portrait, Dead. Maria, Chris, thank you so much for giving me your time and talking with me. It's been an honor.
We appreciate it so much too, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time. And we love everybody. We can't wait to see the costumes. We can't wait to have a special evening with everyone. And we'll see you soon.
Well, travel safe. I hope the shows are amazing. I know they're going to be. And I can't wait for Rocktober 8th.
See you all soon. Thank you.